So the thing, if you can really just lean back from reaching for any experience and just feeling into the gravity of the body, holding you down into the earth, to the floor. And remembering that the five senses that you learned in kindergarten, those are your portal to the present. And we can hear the sounds, feel the sensations of the body, the warmth, the coolness. Seeing, tasting, smelling. And even though there's probably no taste in your mouth, there's still awareness there. There's still a knowing. So see if you can really just open your mind to receive the five senses. Hearing, seeing, smelling, tasting, touching. And seeing that the mind or consciousness is just an event, a moment-to-moment event. And we have these organs, ears, we have external sounds, and hearing consciousness arises when that organ meets that object. Hearing. You can apply that across all the other five senses. And so as there's recognition of experience, of sounds, of feelings, sensations, there's also that vedana, that affectiveness, feeling is also part of the mind consciousness. We have feelings that are pleasing to us, that we agree with, we like, feelings we don't like, unpleasant, neither. And as we meet ourselves in each moment, we want to see if we can become able to respond in a way that's constructive, wholesome. Even if there's pain and discomfort, indifference. If we find we're unable or unwilling to respond to the moment's experience, what begins to happen is a reaction. So just seeing if you can recognize any movement or attitude in the mind that is awaiting for something to happen, wanting something to happen that's not happening. A slight impatience, anticipation, a restless feeling of hurriedness. And see if you can disarm, pull the attention away, deeper connected to the rise and fall of the in-breath, a deeper opening connection to sound, to just keep things more balanced. And so from time to time, you can simply drop the question in, am I waiting for something to happen? And if that is absent, if that is not your experience, you can just enjoy, rest. Feeling the subtle enjoyment. So we're simply just allowing things to happen at their own natural rate of pace. And recognizing the sense of relief, of ease, when we're able to do this. And then reflecting, recognizing any attitude of mind, any movement in the mind that is waiting for something to go away, wanting something that you're experiencing to be gone, resistance, aversion. So if we feel this slight irritation or anger, aversion can be very difficult to just see if you can bring kindness to that experience. It's okay. Whatever that is. into remembering that metta of, may I be at ease with this difficult experience, this pain, this memory, feeling. May I be content in this moment just as it is, with an attitude of mind. So continuing to just recognize with awareness, with mindfulness, am I waiting for something to happen? Am I waiting for something to go away? Or am I here? Am I fully in touch with my experience? And of course, this doesn't mean or guarantee that my experience is enjoyable or pleasant. It just means I'm able to be here with whatever is present. Becoming familiar with the experience of being awake. I am awake. Mindfulness, awareness, awakeness. Same, same. Embracing what is difficult, letting go of these attitudes of wanting and not wanting. And seeing if you can get a sense of this cool warmth of metta, cool warmth of dharma, cool warmth of nibbana, where there's caring, kindness, and not attached to things being any particular kind of way. through practice in this way, we see the mind is adaptive. We can adapt moment to moment, condition to condition. By just dialing this in a bit more, dialing back the tendency to want things to be other than, bringing kindness to the things that are challenging and difficult. And here we are doing moment to moment that which is skillful, that which liberates the mind. And much of the work, again, is to remember to recognize the present moment experience. Remember to recognize that you're here. This is where you are. thank you for your practice. And with some walking. So again, taking this into the walking, if it's helpful, falling back into any of the practices we did before, it's all helpful, it's all good. Trusting for yourself what's working is going to work. And don't forget, those of you, we have a meeting in a few minutes. If you go into the woodshed,